Welcome to The Secrets of Duncaster, a D&D 5e actual play on the Closet Gamer Podcast. This is episode 2, Canvassing. All right, so down in the southwest corner is Adventurers Guild Post 132. What you see here is kind of the heart of town. Everything outside of it is farmland and village, but this is the main center of Duncaster. The road going through the middle is the Heroes Road, and there's a road heading north and south that's also used for trade, but not quite as heavily traveled. There's a few places you guys can go. The town square is kind of a center of activity, a little bit less traveled than it has been recently because it's been so hot. You've got the Shaggy Wolf Tavern right here. That is the one and only watering hole for Duncaster. The Temple of the Sun is right across the road from that. And a few other places that you're also able to go visit. If you would like to go around town, ask anyone about rumors or anything like that.
I want to go into the lodge. Ask around a bit.
Yeah.
I actually don't mind the heat, so I would like to go to the square.
Is the Temple of the Sun here, the Church of Palor?
Yeah, I was going to say that's where I'd like to go to inquire, because he's basically said the goblins headed towards some sort of black cavern or dark hollows, neither of which are anything very descriptive other than the hollows to the north of here. So I would hope that I could get more information at the Temple of the Sun for where we should actually be going towards.
Also see if there's like any tracks or anything. Is anybody good at that? Sniffing out tracks? Investigation or nature?
Survival and nature are pretty good for me.
Yeah, I'm pretty solid with survival.
My familiar Quay will fly over and get a bird's eye view and see if you can pick up anything that way. Anything interesting?
So, nothing really special about the Temple of the Sun. Not many people are there at any given time. There are some church services, I guess, that occur every couple days, but it's an ornately structured stone house. There are effigies of Palor, although there are a couple other lesser gods that are worshipped there. Brumblemar is the lead cleric there, and then he has two lesser priests that run things there. But nothing out of the ordinary going on there. At the town center is general hustle and bustle. There are some stalls for sellers selling green goods, trinkets, various merchants. It's not a very busy day, again, because of the heat, and it's early yet, so the town center doesn't really get going until a little bit later in the afternoon. There is a community message board there that does have a few things posted on it.
I'd like to check that out. I'm looking to see if there's been any complaints about these goblins, if there's anyone I might check in with here.
Missing persons on.
A strange poem.
Can I look at the poem?
The poem is actually scratched into the wood, and it says, "When ravens become gods, you might turn gods into ravens. The maven beat the odds. The Craven found Haven."
Do we know what the Maven is, or who?
Queen of Ravens is Queen of the Kenku.
I was going to say, is that the Raven Queen?
Ooh.
That's your peoples.
I think Kazak is super interested in this note. But is there anything You said it's carved into the wood?
Yes, it's actually carved into the wood.
I don't know if he's able to necessarily get any clues, but he's definitely trying to just glean anything he can from the markings or how long it's been here.
It's fairly newly scratched. Roll insight. It does not look like it was scratched in with a blade of any kind. It actually looks like it was scratched in with maybe a talon or possibly even a beak.
Yikes.
What?
Does Quay know anything about this? Am I familiar? The Pale Raven?
No, he does not. So, also on the community message board is a missing person sign. Jacques Delacroix. He was last seen 4 days ago at the Shaggy Wolf Lodge. Any information would like to be gone to Walton the Learned at Walton's Depository. And then there is a newsletter. This is the Guffer newsletter. You've seen these around Duncaster, and they show up every couple months. And the Guffers are a family in Auchendale, a very prolific family. Someone's been very busy making babies. And they actually own a financial institution called Guffer Bank. And they provide loans to all sorts of people. And the newsletters range from anarchist to absurdist to just ridiculous. Some people take it very seriously, some people don't. But yeah, these show up every now and then from various parts of Auchendale.
Is this the mid-70s National Enquirer baby born with 12 fingers?
Think Breitbart.
Oh. Hashtag no politics.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
hashtag
so,
fake news.
Marcus.
They're when Armstrong in bed together, comma, evil.
Well, based on the story they describe, I don't know. There might be, you know, might be some truth to things here. It is a bit weird.
Are you an Armstrong never win truther?
I'm just saying, it produces solve a lot of these problems.
I don't trust Neverwind. Never have. Never will. Ever since nice. I was a child.
Nice.
Newsletter. Yes. It matters to us if it matters to you. Neverwind, Armstrong, in bed together. Evil. Windermere. Lord Brinsire Neverwind of Egrenden recently finished a week-long visit to Windermere, where he was apparently meeting with Viscount Armstrong. Official word was that it was a purely diplomatic meeting to discuss trade between the two cities. However, Guffer family sources believe that something is far more sinister afoot. Remember CLL? That month was one of the worst on record. For Windermere, Pest Patrol. F. Embrick of the WPP told us that many of the creatures plaguing the city that month were native only to Fulothan Forest. It stands to reason that Nerwende was offloading his problems onto our great city at Armstrong's behest. To what end, we don't know. What we do know is that Armstrong was able to pay off a sizable loan to Guffer Bank shortly after the increase in Forlothan wildlife showed up. With this most recent visit, it is to be believed that Windermere will once again experience some great misfortune. Hojan himself has reached out to the Windermere Royal Court for an official statement on what was discussed in the meetings, but was promptly threatened with fines for meddling in Lord's affairs. Stay vigilant, Guffer family.
Do I know who Hojan himself is?
Yeah, so Hojan is the patriarch of the Guffer family. He's the founder of the Guffer Bank.
Cool. And everybody knows that Armstrong is a dick.
That's just your opinion, man.
What's today's date again in the world?
It is the 18th.
So this, I'm still looking at the missing person notice. It looks like he's been missing for 4 days.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right.
I want to head into the lodge and see if we can find anything more about either Jacques or these gerblins.
Very well.
Where are we going?
To the lodge, I say.
To the Shaggy Wolf Lodge.
Alright.
A lot of morning drinkers in this lodge.
Small town life.
So you walk into the Shaggy Wolf Lodge. It's as homey and wonderful as you have always thought. Steiny Littlebottom, the halfling proprietor of the lodge, runs a good shop. He serves some good brew. He imports it directly from Beershire, which is known throughout all of Auchendale as the best brew.
Yeah, it better be with that kind of a name.
You walk in. Steiny is behind the bar, hard at work, as he always is. His faithful servant is washing dishes. Lord Rarely is actually sitting at a table by himself. You know Rarely as being the self-proclaimed Lord of Duncaster. Brumblemar has made his way to the tavern as well. Two of the town guards sit bullshitting with each other, being boisterous and loud. And a well-known farmer, Balin the Bold, sits by the fire, drinking heavily.
I want to ask Balin if anything has happened to his farm recently.
Well, I have to say my farm's kind of been struggling as it is. So it's not much to destroy or pillage from my farm. I had quite the hard time. As you can see, I'm here during summer harvest, drinking. Not much to harvest.
Have any of your neighbors had anything happen?
Oh, just about everyone that has a crop has pretty much lost it. Either to the heat or to the raiders.
What raiders?
Not quite sure. I just know that I've heard rumors of raiders all around town.
Were they goblins?
Goblins? Well, I haven't heard goblins being around town, but that's certainly a possibility.
Have you actually seen the raiders, or just...
Oh, no, not me. I'm not sulking in my home about not having a crop this year. I'm here at the tavern, drowning away my sorrows.
So, if you're at the tavern a lot, did you see Jacques the last time he was in here?
Ah, he's a good boy. I heard he's gone missing. Yeah, that's real sad. I just figured it had to do with all the other terrible things that have been happening around town. Yeah, I saw him. He was pretty liquored up, drinking the Forlothian Fey wine. And you know that how that works, right? Am I right?
I do know how that works.
That's, well, yeah, he stumbled out of here sometime a few days ago, and that's the last time I saw him.
Did he seem upset?
Oh, no. The boy's so excited to be working with Walton. I can't imagine why he would disappear on his own volition.
I'm going to buy 3 mugs of ale and bring them over here to Balin. Give one to him, take one for myself, and then set the 3rd one on the table.
Oh, thank you. You're so kind. Really appreciate it.
I've been there. You know, when you go out fishing for so long and you come back with empty holds, it's a little different, but it's the same feeling.
Ah, fisherman, are you?
Formerly, yes.
Ah, you know, I cook a mean trout. Should come over sometime.
I'd like that very much.
You miss the water, do you?
Yes. It's tough for me to eat seafood when you can't smell the salt air and feel the breeze in your hair.
Very poetic.
I'm going to take out my panpipes and start to kind of play a little song.
I'm going to go talk to these 2 drunken guards down here.
One reaches down for his sword and fumbles around a little bit. Beast! Beast! What are you doing in here?
Oh, Kazak, no beast. Kazak with Adventurer's Guild. 1-3-2.
God damn, Eileen. Always bringing in the weirdos. Bob, get these Adventure Guild fuckers out of my face.
Rude.
1-3-2 have quest. 1-3-2 must find goblins because lawful, bad at jobs, sit around drinking all day.
What are you saying? Get out of my face.
Need to find goblins. Lawful know where goblins are?
I don't know anything about any goblins. Bad people in the world, they just need to stop coming into our town. I'm not on duty anyway. You need to leave me alone.
Raiders attacking town, goblins stealing stones. Lawful sit drinking. Lawful useless. That every time he talks, he's talking like a menagerie of other random people's voices.
I'm gonna go buy 3 more mugs of ale from the bar, come over and set 3 of them down on the table and sort of grab Kazakh by the shoulder. Not you know, meanly, but firmly, and kind of pull him away.
Beer trick, no work on Kazakh. Beer trick, no need.
But beer's not for you, Kazakh. You need to shut up.
Can I try to persuade the off-duty peeps to try and get them to give us information?
You sure may.
Awesome.
All right, what do you say to them?
You know, sorry about my friend here. You know, we're just trying to get as much information as we possibly can, but any information would help, really, guys. And then a wink.
You keep very weird friends.
I know.
Guess I feel a bit sorry for you.
Sock just squawks from the outside of the room.
All I know, I've seen movement in the night on duty. Figures coming from the north. That's all I know. I don't travel much outside the gates and don't care to.
Anything else?
If it's goblins you're looking for, you need to go look in a mine. That's where they always stay. Just let me have my beer. I've had a long night.
Thank you very much. And then I walk away.
You would know, having been in the area, there is an abandoned mine about 25 miles north of Duncaster, known as Black Fathom Hollows.
And we think we can reach there today if we set out now?
You could. You would probably get there pretty late at night. Think about 8 hours on foot. If you were to somehow procure a bunch of horses, you could get there in about half the time.
There were stables at the guild hall. Do they have horses for us there?
There's one guild horse that's usually used to...
You don't have to tell us what it's used for. It's okay. We don't need to go over the initiation ritual again.
But it is usually used to tow a cart in case of any, you know, large treasure haul.
Do we think the goblins and the raiders are related?
Make an intelligence roll. You can all roll that. Maggie's character, like, sitting there saying, raiders and goblins are probably unicorns too. They're all the same thing. Riley is like, no.
Oh, honey, please, just let us.
Lyra thinks you're talking about Raiders of the Lost Ark.
But yeah, Riley, you're pretty certain that the raiders that have been raiding the town are the goblins and no one else.
They are the goblins?
Yes.
And are they attacking, like, every night?
Not every night.
Then we could potentially set up a trap.
Does anybody have any sweet loot to use as bait?
I have very little possessions.
I mean, I could just shove my halberd into one of their throats. Does that work?
Into one of the goblins' throats?
Hell yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the plan.
I mean, I have a disguise kit. We could potentially disguise someone.
Like a lady goblin?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I can make a sound like a lady. Oh.
Well, then you're it.
I don't feel like this is a good plan, guys.
You're right. It sounds like a great plan.
Yeah,
it
there you
be
go.
Funny. But
I mean, how much money do we have?
I've got like 78 gold.
I have 185.
I don't have any idea how much gold I have. Probably not very much.
I have 10.
Are we thinking to lure a goblin out and then, what, kidnap/interrogate?
That never goes
actually
well.
More inclined to go hunting.
Yeah.
Telling you, the disguise kit will work.
Maybe we should take Kazakh and dress him up like a lady goblin and just, like, follow him stealthily through the forest while he bumbles around and sort of tries to find things.
That'll work.
What if we went and checked out these mines and then had Sunshine use her disguise kit to try and infiltrate her way in at all?
That sounds like a great idea. I love that idea.
I'm sorry, what was that?
My idea was to check out this mine, kind of scope it out, and have you use your disguise kit to try to infiltrate.
All right, I'm down.
See what we can figure out.
Let's do it.
If we are going to get there late at night, I feel like that works to our benefit.
Yes, the shadows can be quite useful.
Teamwork.
Cool. So, is that the plan then?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yes.
I'm ready to get moving.
Sweet.
Zach does not like this place. It's full of pink skin. It smells of boobs. They all look at Kazak funny. He squawks again. They're allowed.
Don't worry, Kazak. We got your back.
Before we leave, are those beers still on the table that Marcus bought?
Which table?
The guards' table.
The guards. They have drank about half of them.
So there's one still on the table then?
Yeah.
I put three on the table. Yeah.
Yeah, so before we leave, I'm going to walk over, pick up the one sitting on the table, down it, and then just say, thanks for your help, gentlemen, and then we can go.
Nice.
Wink at him, though.
Yeah, give him a little wink.
I wink and I say, thanks, and I walk out, wagging my tail.
They just sit there kind of stupefied and flabbergasted, bumbling among themselves.
The weirdos that just blew through the bar.
Yeah. It's probably around fifth chime. So as you're heading out of the Shaggy Wolf Lodge, from the west, a little ways, you hear the sound of the Order of Istus bell tower ring, singing the 10th hour of the day, or fifth chime, as they call it. It is getting hotter and hotter. It's real gross outside. Not great.
Feels kind of great for me.
Yeah.
So you get it.
Yeah, so it's actually, it's kind of unseasonable for Auchendale, which has a milder climate in general. It is height of the summer, but it rarely gets this hot. You're probably peaking in the 90s right now.
So under, like, heavy armor, I'm dying.
Yes. So anything else you guys want to do in Duncaster before you set out north?
I figure, unless you want to extrapolate on it, I had said earlier that I wanted to go to the temple.
So when you go to the temple, there is a quiet elf priestess who is deep in prayer. Are you going to approach her? She's the only one in the temple at the moment.
I would imagine I would attempt to, but I mean, I also know of elven ways and stuff like that, so I probably wouldn't be too disruptive. Just kind of see if maybe she was willing to kind of break her meditation.
So as you approach, she lifts from her kneel. She's bent down in a prayer pose in front of an effigy of Paylor. She looks up and over her shoulder at you and slightly shakes her head, says,
please leave me to my prayers. I've heard about the incursion in the village, but if you have any questions, just speak to Brumblemar.
Sorry to disturb you.
Would you like to learn about Paylor?
Maybe once we've recovered your stone, we can talk again.
May Paylor's light shine upon you.
And may it shine upon you.
Any other business in Duncaster?
I say we head out.
I'm good.
Yo, Decath. So what you missed was we decided we're going to go check out the mines, and Sunshine is going to try and infiltrate it in disguise.
Interesting tactic. I'll be curious to see how this goes.
It's going
to
be rad.
Can't say it's one I've experienced, but I simply don't have a talent for the stealth arts, so this should be an interesting mission.
It's going to be rad.
Rad. Sounds positive.
Zach repeats the word rad.
I do have skill in the stealth arts, so as we travel, I like to kind of be a little sneaky and scout out ahead as we go.
Thank you to our wonderful players, Rick playing Marcus, Matt playing Decath, Ryan playing Riley, Chris playing Gale of Wind, Chelsea playing Pocketful of Sunshine, Maggie playing Lyra, Shane playing Razan, and Alex playing Kazak. I'm your humble GM, Mike. What will the adventurers of post number 132 find at the Black Fathom Hollows? Find out next time. And that'll do it for this episode of The Secrets of Duncaster. Hope you enjoyed it. We broadcast live every other Friday at 10:15 Eastern Time. Follow The Closet Gamer on Twitter at the underscore Closet Gamer, join our G Plus community, or visit the website at theclosetgamer.wixsite.com/theclosetgamer. If you like what you hear, subscribe to our feed in iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Even better, write a review or tell your friends about us. Thanks for listening, and join the adventures of post number 132 in a couple weeks for the next installment of The Secrets of Duncaster. Game well.